Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wednesday, October the 9th, 2019. Hi, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. As we strap in for round two of the Wednesday Night Wars, later on tonight, AEW Dynamite and NXT once again going head-to-head. Let's get the rest of the wrestling news before we get to that. One more match for a WWE Hall of Famer could be on the cards. Well, could be if they get their way. We'll dig into this in just a second. Injury updates from one of the wrestlers who were part of Hell in a Cell on Sunday night. And
Vince McMahon, you in trouble because I'm about to take over wrestling.
If you want proof that 2019 is the weirdest year in wrestling, stick around till the end of the podcast.
You know something, Vince McMahon? One day I may retire, but it won't be until I kick your ass.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
One more match for Hulk Hogan. I know this is a piece of music that we play every couple of years in the wrestling industry, but he seems pretty serious about it this time. He was chatting to the LA Times and he said that he's got one final match in him, and hopefully when he has undergone his back surgery, that will be allowed to happen. Hogan said, I talked to Vince and I said, I really don't know if I could live with myself knowing my last match was with TNA, Total Nonstop Action, which it was. If I can get fixed, I pray I can have one more match. I told Vince, when I get through this back surgery, I'm going to get in the best shape of my life and we're going to talk about me having one retirement match. He seems really serious this time. And there is something that seems a little bit off about the fact that Hulk Hogan's last match was in TNA wrestling. It does seem a bit peculiar. Ric Flair in a similar boat, actually, which always makes me a bit sad. But either way, Hogan said, with regards to an opponent, well, he would love it to be Vince McMahon himself. Hogan said, I had such a great time with Vince in the ring at WrestleMania 19. I had no idea what to expect from him, but he's a great bad guy. His timing is great. I loved wrestling him, but everything he does hurts. When you're in the ring with someone and they're hurting you, you kind of pinch them on the wrist. And the whole match, I was doing that to Vince. I was like, Vince, take it easy. Everything he does hurts, but I'd like to get in the ring with him one more time for my last match. That would be perfect. I mean, do check out on the WWE Network, Hogan versus Vince McMahon from WrestleMania 19. A match that was with both guys really up there in years from 2003. It is now 2019. I don't know whether that match would have the same flavour as it had then, but Hogan genuinely seems keen to get back in the ring one more time. And well, once he has his back surgery, you know what? There's these Saudi Arabia shows that happen twice a year. I'm fairly sure if Hogan has one final match, it will not be in the United States of America.
And now here I am, center of attention like I deserve. And you want to know why? Because I am the standard of this woman's division. I've been running this woman's division since day one. Because I am the boss of the woman's division. Because I am the talk of this division. And now I deserve all this glory.
It was reported by Post Wrestling, thank you, John Pollock and Waiting, that Sasha Banks and Bray Wyatt had not been cleared to compete on Monday Night Raw. Bray Wyatt turned up at the very end when the cameras were off, so he's all right. There is some concern with regards to Sasha Banks, though, because nobody within the WWE, none of Dave Meltzer's sources, nobody's sources as it happens, are willing to go into details of the injury that Sasha Banks is recovering from and unable to disclose sort of what's holding her off now. This led quite a few people to think that Sasha Banks could have suffered a concussion during that colossal Hell in a Cell match that she had with Becky Lynch, the best match of the night on the entire show, hands down. So if she's possibly suffered a concussion there, WWE aren't ones to be too open about that information. I think they keep a lot of concussion-based news and updates very much to themselves where they can. Everybody assumes the worst, and everybody assumes it's a concussion. Because if it is a concussion, Sasha Banks could be out of the ring for quite a while. The concussion policy in WWE is far more stringent than it's ever been, which is a good thing. Which is a great thing. They're taking more care of the heads of their performers, which I think is absolutely the right thing to do. But it's just such a shame when she's come back with such momentum, if that is indeed what occurred. Now, the other theory on this, which is nothing to do with injuries, is that she is being kept off TV because her and Bayley are potentially a surprise for tonight's episode of NXT. Might just walk out into Full Sail. So they've kept it close to their chest because it'd be a nice surprise to see Becky and Bayley turn up in Full Sail and say, right, we're here now. We are NXT. So who knows? We'll keep an eye on this one. Obviously, we're hoping for the best for Sasha Banks. She's come back with such momentum, and that match at Hell in a Cell, it takes two to tango. Both played their part incredibly. It was a great match. And I hope that we don't have a break from Sasha Banks now because I'm ready to see more from her. On the subject of Hell in a Cell, Cody Rhodes was a guest on the Joe Cronin show, and he addressed the AEW chants during the match between Seth Rollins and The Fiend. Cody said, "It was flattering. I wouldn't be one to gloat about it, only because I know that one of the guys in that match got concussed and this job ain't easy. Whether we hear those chants, it's more validation. What we're doing and what we've been saying about the market existing, it's real." Cody Rhodes, very magnanimous about the AEW chants that rung out at the end of the show. On the subject of Hell in a Cell, actually, Seth Rollins addressed a hashtag that was doing the rounds afterwards. Hashtag Seth Rollins is not cool. This was written on a sign that was held up at the end of the show. And Seth Rollins certainly took a good long look at that sign as he was heading up the ramp. Seth tweeted out, "Survive and prevail is bigger than just what happens between the ropes. Question everything, even yourself, and fight your heart out every step of the way. Hashtag Seth Rollins is not cool." WWE are holding a press conference at noon on Friday in Las Vegas. This is the site for Friday Night SmackDown on Fox, so it'll be a few hours before they get set up for the show. The press conference may give a little indication as to what it's about. The press conference will feature Triple H, Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman, Kane Velasquez, Rey Mysterio, Braun Strowman, and Tyson Fury. No guesses on what we're setting up here. It looks like we're going to be getting two big matches officially announced for WWE Crown Jewel on Halloween night in Saudi Arabia. It looks like it's going to be Brock Lesnar and Kane Velasquez for the WWE Championship and Braun Strowman versus Tyson Fury. Of course, they could completely bamboozle us. Maybe we're getting Rey Mysterio versus Braun Strowman, and they're just there to watch. What a twist that'd be. A legendary Japanese promotion is making its return next year. Toramon, Ultimo Dragon's promotion that ran from 97 to 2004, is coming back for a reunion show on January 31st. This is amazing. Toramon was a massive part of the Japanese wrestling scene for all its time it was there. And when you look at the alumni of people that have come through Ultimo Dragon's gym, those that were trained by Ultimo Dragon, you can see that the very foundation of Japanese wrestling at the moment was built on Dragon Gate. Look at these names. Taiji Ishimori, Chima, Kota Ibushi, Angelico, Kazuchika Okada were all part of Toramon and Ultimo Dragon's gym. So, I mean, a reunion party for Touramon could be pretty star-studded on January 31st. PW Insider are reporting that Samoa Joe has yet to be cleared to wrestle. We don't know when he'll be back. Last we heard, he'd suffered a broken thumb whilst in action, and he's currently on the sidelines. Now, don't be surprised if Samoa Joe is ready to go, but there's currently nothing for him. They don't want to just put him out on TV because of reasons. Samoa Joe is such a force in the industry, and I do hope he finds... I hope he gets completely better, and then I hope he finds himself a really strong spot in the WWE when he's good. Big Show versus The World. This is a documentary reality show series. Big Show versus The World. This is the name of a reality show series. Big Show versus The World. This is the name of a reality show from Think Factory and WWE starring Big Show. I'm going to give you the blurb on it. Through his extensive world travels with WWE, Big Show has collected a lifetime of unusual stories with unexplained natural occurrences, local enigmas, and fascinating people. Big Show versus The World, A Giant Abroad, will follow the larger-than-life WWE superstar as he travels back to these locations and indulges his lifelong passion for exploring the strange and the unknown. Each self-contained episode will feature Big Show venturing into a new exotic area where he'll team up with a local guide and dive headfirst into a native mystery or legend. Navigating the difficulty of travel at 7 feet tall and the extreme, sometimes awkward situations he encounters with his signature self-deprecating sense of humor, Big Show will do whatever it takes to unearth every quirky and shocking detail during his adventures into the bizarre. This sounds like a travel program starring the Big Show, which I'm more than happy about. And finally, Master P.
We gonna get ready, 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 ready! Who do you? Who do you? Y'all don't want none of it!
Vince McMahon, you in trouble, because I'm about to take over the rest.
A different league?
A whole different league.
So it's going to be WWE, AEW, and then what do you want to call it?
H-O-G, House of Glory Wrestling. I'm hiring all the top wrestlers. Come over here. WWE... Come over here.
Weird to be saying his name in connection with wrestling in 2019. The multi-millionaire entrepreneurial Master P has officially announced he is the new owner of House of Glory Wrestling. Now, there's no word yet on when Master P and his gang will begin the operation of House of Glory. He certainly has, as you've heard just then, put Vince McMahon on notice and entered the wrestling war, inviting anybody who wants to come over to come and join his league, as it happens. Now, House of Glory Wrestling does have some lineage to it. It's currently run by Amazing Red, and the alumni are guys like the Young Bucks, the Lucha Brothers, EC3, the Hardy Boys were there for a spell, and the first ever House of Glory champion was Ricochet. So there's some good names associated with House of Glory Wrestling. You know what? What we've discovered in 2019, that if you've got somebody on your side who is passionate about wrestling, who enjoys the thrill of putting on wrestling shows, and happens to be a millionaire, you're going to do all right. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily News podcast for today. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, we have ranked the WCW World Heavyweight Champions from worst to best. You can check out our list and have your opinion on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed tonight, I welcome the brilliant Tony Kelly, the color commentator for OTT Wrestling in Ireland. He is my distinguished island guest on a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. Cannot wait for you to hear our chat that we had just yesterday. And you're going to hear it nice and fresh tonight on the Cultaholic podcast stream. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.